During soul retrieval, the shaman journeys to the lower world, into the domains of the soul, the domains of the dead, back into the belly of the mother of the earth, which is according to lore where soul parts go. When they splinter, when they break off, they go back into the belly of the mother, of the mother earth, where it is safe. Because the soul part will always flee when the world ceases to be safe. Goes back into the mother womb, and the shaman has to journey deep into the bowels of the earth, into a great chamber where he greets the gatekeeper, who's the keeper of souls, and asks permission to enter, states her intent, says, I come here to seek that which will make my client whole, and then is asked to be led, to be guided to meet the soul part that they've come to find. In the teaching model that I work with our students, we work with the map of a four-chambered soul in the same way that we have a four-chambered heart. And the four chambers of the soul are chambers that we enter and explore and discover four essential elements for healing. The first one is the chamber of wounds, where we go to discover an original wound, not the latest version of that wounding, but the first time that it happened. And oftentimes that is a very old wound that comes from an earlier existence because the soul has survived many, many lifetimes. We find an original wound in this chamber and we walk into it and it's like a theater piece, a performance that is going on and players are acting different parts. And it's a reenactment of an original wound that occurred. Not the factual, but the way that the client remembers it. We go in there to find that original wounding and to find that soul part, which is often there in that chamber. But the soul part can be waiting for you as soon as you enter the mother womb and frequently will say to you, I've been waiting for you for so long. And sometimes the soul part might say to you, no, I'm not coming back. Why should I come back? I mean, look at his life. Look at her life. She says she wants to play more. She wants to be more spontaneous, more creative, more loving. Look at her schedule. She's not going to look after me. And they'll come back with a laundry list. They'll give the shaman a laundry list for the client, a to-do list. So the first chamber is the chamber of wounds. The next is the chamber of contracts. Because every time there's soul loss, there's a psychic contract that is entered into. Let me give you an example. A woman came to see me with a history of early abuse in her life, terrible abuse, parental abuse. And at the age of 7, she suffered soul loss and entered into the soul contract that read, if I'm a nice girl, daddy won't hurt me. Now, this is a contract that's perfectly fine for a 7-year-old, but she was now 43 years old and the soul contract was still operant. And she had kept meeting and marrying men who continued to hurt her and for whom she continued to try to be a nice girl for. So it was still a prescription for disaster in her life. So we go into the second chamber to find out what are the soul agreements that were made at the time of that soul loss and to tear them up or renegotiate them. Another story, one of our students is a politician, an elected public official actually. And it was right before elections, 2 weeks before, she calls me up on a Saturday and says, Alberto, I have to see you. She and her daughter had been estranged for several years. And her daughter had just called her and told her that they had discovered a lump in her breast. She was going in for a biopsy on Monday. And she wanted her mother to be there with her. And the mother, who's the politician, calls me in tears and says, I haven't been able to stop crying in days. And can you help me? So I see her that evening and we do a soul retrieval and find in the chamber of wounds a woman in her mid-30s in the rubbles of an edifice of a building that had collapsed. I seemed to be in the Middle Ages in Central Europe. Night was coming and she was trapped under ceiling beams, tremendous amount of dust in the air. And she's saying to her three babies, mommy's here, it's okay. But she knows that she won't get rescued. And as soon as night comes, that they will freeze to death because it's the middle of winter. And in her heart, She keeps praying, God, dear God, please take my babies before you take me so that they can hear their mother's voice. Let my babies die before I die. And she's discovering all of this. I'm assisting her in the journey, and she is seeing all of this in her own. So, of course, nighttime came, and that was it. But this soul contract that she had entered into 500 years earlier, that her soul had entered into, is now she brought with her into this lifetime, had been activated by her daughter calling her and saying, they found something in my breast. The soul contract became operant again, and she couldn't stop crying. Of course, what she really meant to say was, God, please let my babies know that their mother is there for them. The soul contract instead that she entered into under duress was, God, please let my babies die before I do. And now it was being played out all over again in her life. When she renegotiated that soul agreement, she was able to go in for her daughter's biopsy, stop crying. The biopsy was fine, and to reestablish a relationship with her. So we entered this chamber to renegotiate agreements that were entered into under very challenging circumstances.